Every Tuesday, I get to go to the hospital. It's Father John Paul's day off on Tuesday, and so I get to go there and be the chaplain for the hospital for a few hours, visiting all the sick, those who are dying. There's a few things that really strike me about visiting the hospital. You know, the hospital is it's a place of extreme suffering, but the suffering is no different than what we experience. It's just more pointed. Our poverty just becomes more glaring to us in the hospital. And you begin to see how people respond to God. You know, sometimes it's like, oh, what, you know, I believe, my faith is fine. It's like, well, is it? In the hospital, it becomes very clear. And there's two major reactions to when the priest comes into the room, right? When Jesus offers these people life. One is a certain closing off and a rejection to God's grace. There is nothing more heartbreaking, right, than when new life is offered to this person and they say, no, I don't need it. Everybody can see they do, right? They know they do, but they've lost hope that God is with them, right, from the first reading. They've lost that sense that God is there to comfort them, not to judge them, right, but to forgive their sins and give them new life so that they have nothing to be afraid of. Different from the other person, right, who is fully aware of their sins and would love nothing more than to receive God's mercy and his forgiveness so they can enter into that new life. And so today, right, I just want to point out to us that no matter where we are in our faith journey, if the thought ever crosses our mind, like, I don't think I really need confession. I don't really think I need forgiveness. You're the one who does. Right? It is not Jesus. It is not God shutting himself off to you. He promises to be with us always. And without God, without Jesus, we wouldn't even know our sins. And so if that lie ever comes into your mind, right, to reject it immediately, because our only source of life is Jesus, and that's all he comes to give us, is new life. And so today we thank Jesus for that gift of life, right? He gives it to us every day in the Eucharist. And so it's not just about experiencing Jesus' new life in heaven, in the resurrection, but it's about experiencing it today in the midst of our brokenness, our struggles, our sins, and our joys.